This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Music is Tom Oliver's first love, and it's taken him all over the world. That's why his organization, the Haliburton Music Exchange, is his true passion project. Oliver wants to share his love for music with anyone who's ever wanted to try, and he's got a lot of instruments to choose from. Canoe FM recently visited Oliver at his music studio in the basement of the Haliburton United Church. The place is filled with a variety of musical instruments that have been donated by local residents who aren't using them anymore. Oliver then pairs them with people of all ages who want to learn to play, and then connects them with dedicated instructors. Oliver, who traveled the globe playing music, is genuinely surprised the idea he cooked up in his head has become such a success. Now, he has even bigger plans.
Music has been the biggest part of my life, I would say, since I was a little kid. I wrote my first song when I was 7 years old. And from then on, I kept writing music. And I had played various different instruments. Started off with piano and then switched to guitar. And then kind of found my voice in my late teens and started singing, started writing lyrics. And then that just progressed. And I have continued playing music throughout my whole life.
Brought up in a house crammed with musical instruments and a father who was a talented cellist, Oliver had easy access to music. After returning from Vietnam, he lived in Timmins for a time and ran his own recording studio for a number of years. Once he settled in Haliburton, Oliver then thought about the privilege he had as a child and wanted to provide musical instruments to those who were eager to learn to play here in the region.
My parents loved to collect instruments, so I grew up in a house that was absolutely full of every instrument you can imagine. And so I had that opportunity, and there was always this ability to just go pick something up and try it. And it wasn't lost on me that was something that not everybody had the opportunity to do. As the years have gone by, I've always been like kind of hyper aware that, you know, musicians are only musicians because they have access to the things that they need to learn how to do this particular thing that they want to do. And it means a lot to me because music isn't that much fun on your own. It's a lot more fun when there's other people around you to play. So I've always had an interest in making sure that people have access. That was in the back of my mind, but there was just this flashbulb idea in 2020 when I was sitting there like everybody else on their couch with the impending pandemic. And just thinking about the fact that I had all these extra instruments and why did I? And it was weighing on my conscience that I was holding on to these instruments. I just sat there gathering dust instead of a kid being able to pick it up and play it. And I thought to myself, I can't be the only one. There's got to be other people out there that are like this. And I thought, you know, I also think that musicians will support musicians because I think we all are like-minded people. And that is exactly what is the case, because I put the word out on Facebook, and within no time at all, the days, instruments started just getting dropped off in my house. I would say in the first couple of weeks, I probably had between 8 and 10 instruments dropped off. And it just progressed from there. And every week, people just drop by, and then I get people reaching out saying, my kid wants to start this or start that, the other, and do you have any instruments? And yes, I do, because we got lots here. As you can see, like these are all instruments around us here that have been donated, and these are all in the process of just getting fixed up, and then they'll go back out the door.
Like a proud father, Oliver describes the interesting instruments he's collected in his travels and those that have been lovingly donated by local residents.
We got everything. I mean, I thought it was going to very much be centered around guitars because, you know, it's such a common instrument that people want to play. So, yeah, you know, we got guitars that came in. And as you can see, we've got lots here that we're working on. But then we also got, you know, keyboards and then violins. And then we've got trombones. We've got, you know, I've got drums that have come in. Clarinets, flutes, trumpets over there. Like, we really have a bit of everything. And while those were coming in, I kind of thought, okay, great, you know, somebody's dropping off a clarinet or somebody's dropping off a trumpet. Is anybody actually going to show up and want these? And the answer has been yes. Like, it's been actually really wild how the input has matched the output. And I get to be the guy at the center of all this, and everybody comes to and looks at me and says, oh, Tom, you're so great for doing this. I said, no, I'm not. The people that are great are the people that came and dropped off these instruments, and they're nameless people that just kind of show up, drop these things off at my doorstep, and then just disappear. And now a new musician is born out of this person that never gets named. And just because I'm in the middle of this thing doesn't mean that there's any significance to that. I just happen to be the guy that put the network together.
Oliver plans to expand the offerings at the Halliburton Music Exchange to include a YouTube channel dedicated to playing and recording various musical instruments, special guest performances, workshops, and of course, jam sessions. For more information, to donate an instrument, or to find one for yourself, please visit HalliburtonMusicExchange.com. County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.